Speaking of activists and, you know, critiques, you know, some critics of previous COPs, you know, including the young campaigner that we all know about, see Greta Thunberg, accuse the summit, the officials who go there, the corporate people who go there, activists accuse them of greenwashing. That is, you know, letting countries and corporations promote their climate credentials without actually making the changes needed. You yourself have been exposed already to this kind of conference, to these kinds of discussions and actions. What are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on Greta Thunberg and other campaigners' critique of these summits? It's a form of greenwashing.
I definitely agree. I think sitting there in all of the conferences, they just kept talking and talking. And a lot of the time I'm sitting there like, yeah, you're saying that, but you're not going to change. And it was really annoying because everyone was celebrating the fossil fuel phase out language in the mitigation agreements. But then days later, new fossil fuel centers were opened. Like, there were so many developments in terms of using fossil fuels that just baffled me because they were preaching about reducing it. And then all of a sudden, there are all these developments globally for using fossil fuels. And during one of the conferences, a delegate from Nepal said that the financing for fossil fuels globally is more than the financing for healthcare and education globally. And when I heard that, I was so shocked because there was all this talk about reducing fossil fuels, and yet we're prioritizing it over climate financing, over education, and even healthcare. Sometimes it's really frustrating and enraging, honestly, to see that. But at least there are small steps, and I hope the steps get bigger over time. But I would take any win at this point. So I'm happy that they included reducing fossil fuels in the language.
Would you consider yourself an activist?
Yeah, I would. I think it's really important to balance being an activist and speaking out loudly, but also to arm yourself with science and data and numbers. So I like to balance between being an activist and a scientist or an economist.
All right. Now, you're graduating in June. What are your college plans?
So I recently got into Stanford. So I'll be going there in the fall next year. And I'm really, really excited there because Stanford's great for climate financing and anything sustainable.
Congratulations. And what do you intend to study there?
I'm planning to study economics and climate sciences.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be pursuing this advocacy as a career, it seems, no? So what do you want to be?
I would like to be an environmental lawyer, like my mentor, Dean Tony Lavinia. He's been mentoring me a lot through this process, and he's really inspired me in terms of his work as an environmental lawyer and pushing the frontier of this field in the Philippines. And hopefully maybe I'll participate in climate negotiations as a delegate instead of a youth delegate in the future.
What would you want our country to be, aside from being compliant with the COP climate goals? I mean, what do you imagine would be the best version of our country in the future?
The Philippines is so naturally gifted that I don't think any country comes close to us in terms of that. So the ideal Philippines to me would be a country that harnesses our natural gifts for the better for us, because I think that there's so many untapped resources that we have, not to exploit them or anything, but to like use the ideals of them, like, for example, mangroves and seagrass, how rich we are in terms of them, and helping countries in terms of our natural technology to approach the climate change in a natural solution-based way, and to also leverage our position in terms of mineral richness.